When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Kaylee says, Ben and Kelly, wanted to get your opinion. My husband and I have our 7-year anniversary on Monday.
Mm.
In past years, I have planned all anniversaries, birthdays, and vacations.
Okay.
I've given my husband plenty of opportunities to plan something for our anniversary. I've even dropped hints, but I guarantee you he will wait till the day to do something if he remembers at all.
Mm-hmm.
Am I asking too much for my husband to actually plan a romantic evening on his own?
Mm.
I've been dropping hints over the last month. If it wasn't for Facebook reminding him it's our anniversary, he wouldn't remember at all.
Oh.
1 year, he gave me half-dead roses, drove me to Walmart, and said pick something out.
Okay.
So, should I just go ahead and plan something or be disappointed again?
Mm. Okay, so I'm trying to think of myself, you know, in her husband's shoes. Like, how good am I at planning? Like, I remember all the dates. I remember anniversaries. I remember birthdays.
Do you actually buy things ahead of time, or are you heading out that day going, okay, I got to go get something?
I start thinking about what I want to do several, maybe even a month ahead of time, because I feel like my wife is hard to buy for. Because she doesn't want anything. And so I'm like, and then
have you ever tried asking her, like, hey, you got some ideas?
Well, I pick up things that she says over the course of the year, and I'm like, that might be good. And so the joke with me is that I'll get her something, or I'll put, especially if it's like a gift, I'll get her something. It'll be perfect, except not quite right. Like, it'll be the wrong size, or slightly too big, slightly too small.
So there's a little bit of bless his heart.
There's always a little bit of pat, bless his heart, and I just never can seem to get it right. However, I'm at least trying, which I think she's wanting her husband to do.
I know, and I hesitate to share some of the things that my husband has done, because I don't want to make her feel worse.
Well, okay.
My husband has done some pretty amazing things.
Yeah.
He planned a surprise trip to New York for my 40th birthday.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that was epic. I mean, for our proposal, he had to do sneaky things and plan ahead of time to surprise me on the radio and propose.
Mm-hmm.
And I have planned several surprise birthday parties for him, starting when we were dating. I hadn't even met his friends yet, and I planned a surprise party at a bowling alley that was SpongeBob themed. Anyway, so it's nice because we both know that each other appreciates that. And I think, how do we get Kaylee's husband to understand she needs that from him?
She needs that validation.
Yes.
She needs the receiving gifts sort of thing. That's kind of her love language.
As her spouse, he needs to understand you are failing at that part, and this is how she needs to feel loved. And she has point blank told you that, you know, that's what she needs. And so how do we,
are the words that we need
again
to tell
him so that he finally hears it and makes it a priority to pay better attention to when these things are coming up, plan ahead, and at least make some sort. She's not even asking for big elaborate like surprise trips. She is just wanting some effort.
I love, my favorite part of the past 2 minutes was when Kelly said, I don't want to tell her what my husband does because I don't want to make her feel bad. Anyways, here's what he does.
But I did want to brag on him a little bit.
Right, exactly. All right, so 502-795-1997. Maybe you've been in this situation, because I don't think this is unique.
I'm sure a lot of women out there. And it's like, you don't want to tell them, like, you need to care about this and care about me and make more of an effort because you want them to want to do that on their own.
I know. It's that whole catch-22 where it's like, if I tell you, then it's not going to be special because
it's not sincere.
It doesn't
feel sincere because I told you to do it.
You're checking a box as opposed to doing it because you want to do it.
Yes, or you're doing something that I told you to do.
Right.
And I shouldn't have to tell you.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories because I think that'll help. How are we getting it through our listener Kaylee's husband's brain that she actually wants him to take the initiative and schedule, plan something for their anniversary coming up on Monday.
Yeah, she's just tired of being disappointed. And, you know, she has talked to him about it in the past before, but he just never seems to get the point. Like, you need to do something more than drive me to Walmart and say, pick something out.
Yeah, Kimberly on Facebook says, girl, go ahead and plan it. Don't be disappointed. Just accept her role. LOL. I think she wants to get out of that role. I think that's her thing.
Well, maybe, maybe though she could just like go shopping and say, look at what you bought me from our anniversary. Yay.
Hey, so Tasha. Sweet. Tasha, what do you think?
My husband's the same way, so I completely agree with her. But maybe he's just a little forgetful. Maybe dropping hints isn't good enough.
What has been your experience getting your husband to understand and recognize?
He's got to pay more attention and make more effort.
Well, we do it together. Like, I'm a little forgetful myself. But it's what we do together.
You know what? That's a great idea. Where it's like, hey, let's plan this together.
Yes, absolutely.
Like
and that way he feels like he's doing something. And then maybe after a couple of years of doing it together, he'll get the hint. I really want to surprise her.
I like that, Tasha. I like that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, Missy. So what is your suggestion here?
I have been with my husband for 30 years. And most of the time when it comes close to my birthday or my anniversary, he's like, what do you want me to buy you?
Now, does that make you happy that he just asks and then you get what you want? Or would you prefer him to just try to pick something out on his own or to come up with something on his own and surprise you?
I find it that is his way of communicating. I love you. I don't know what to do. Help me.
Right.
But,
right.
But yes, but I want you to be happy.
Right.
That's ultimately
correct.
He wants you to get something or to feel
correct.
Loved because you're getting what you want.
One of the things my husband has always told me that he wishes that he had the ability to read my mind because he's like, I have no idea what's going on in there.
And you're like, honey, you don't want to know half the things.
Yeah.
That's
so
funny.
So communication is the key. After 30 years, you appreciate the small things and tell them what you want.
All right. Thank you, Missy.
Okay, so maybe what we do is we make a list of things that she would enjoy and say, pick one.
Yeah, Lisa is like, look, I was married to a guy who bought me Christmas gifts that he wanted, so I feel her pain. It was never an issue for me, though, because he was just stupid and I knew his limits. I think she's going to have to be disappointed this year that immediately put him into training, plan outings, trips together, plan gifts for one another. Maybe this will help him see the importance of these things and he will be better in the future. I still do like Tasha's idea of doing it together.
Yes, and that's the thing is come up with things. Say, listen, this is what I was thinking. What are your thoughts? And then he's probably going to be like, I don't care, whatever.
Oh,
and if we have
an anniversary coming up.
Yes, and if he does, then you say, okay, that's my list. Pick one. You set it up.
Right.
You got to call, make a reservation, do whatever.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, good luck.
Lay out a plan.
We hope your anniversary is fantastic. It's Monday, so we're all going to be thinking about you and your guy. And update us so we can have something good to talk about on Tuesday.
All right? When you're at dinner, just make sure you reiterate that, you know, I really need this from you. It really makes me feel so unbelievably loved when you just make a little smidgen of an effort that you thought about this ahead of time and you wanted to make me feel special and loved.
All right. Hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.